email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Our dog expert Samantha Rawson joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Samantha.
Hi, Ray.
Now, Samantha, before we get on to our listeners' questions, there's a story in the papers today about an attempted dog napping where someone tried to distract a dog owner at traffic lights while another unhooked the lead of the dog. Thankfully, somebody spotted what was happening and they assisted the dog owner in retrieving the dog who had bolted. The dog's safe, but it's a little unnerving to say the least. There was a spate of that, wasn't there, during COVID because there was a big demand for dogs. I thought that would have stopped now.
Well, they were being stolen from, during COVID, they were being stolen from people's houses and from people's gardens. That's the first case I've heard of a dog being stolen while out on a walk. And that I read the story and that the owner was distracted by somebody else, a bit like a pickpocketing scenario.
Yeah.
So the only thing I would say there is, obviously, to be vigilant, don't ever tell anybody what your breed of dog is. Just say it's a mongrel. You know, never boast about what fantastic breeding your dog has.
Okay.
And maybe put two collars and two leads on it. And I would be interested to know, was that dog wearing a harness? And was the lead attached to the harness? Because the harness is kind of attached lower down the back. So the owner mightn't necessarily have been aware. Whereas if the dog is attached to the owner via a collar, you're much more likely to be aware.
Uh-huh.
So I would have a collar and lead and a harness and lead and maybe even two collars and two leads if you think it's that bad. You can get leads with extra secure clips on them. They're a bugger to open. I don't like them for that very reason, but in this scenario, they might be quite useful. So maybe explore a few leads and see what kind of security clips there are.
It sounds like this is out of the ordinary, though.
Yeah, it's very unusual. It's the first case I've ever heard.
Yeah, we don't want to scare people. I think it's out of the ordinary.
It is. It's very unusual.
And if it becomes a thing, we will hear about it, won't we? Okay, firstly, I'm going to abuse my situation. We have a dog at home. He's a golden retriever. He's about 7 or 8 and he's waking up at night. We tried the whole thing with the music and all that sort of thing. Now it's the magpies, because it's daylight around 4:30. Mm. The magpies are whatever that horrible noise they make. Clack, 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 clack.
Yeah.
And he's going mad.
The beauty of nature, I know.
Yeah, lovely, 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 lovely. So anyway, something's got to give. Do you know that something's got to give?
Yeah.
So usually Jenny gets up. I get up the odd time. I was up twice last night. So it's becoming something that we have to sort out.
Okay.
Any ideas?
I would try and put him in a darkened room, so to speak.
He is in a darkened room.
So to, you know, suppress everything, every stimuli.
Okay.
Other than that, I would try and knacker him out and put him out as much during the day. So by the time he comes in at 10 o'clock in the evening, he is exhausted and he wants to go to sleep.
Okay.
It sounds to me like his pattern is, I wake up at 5 o'clock and you must wake up.
With the magpies.
With the magpies. The other thing is, you can do, it's a bit like a crying child. You might have to just sit it out and see how long he persists for, because dogs have much more patience than we have and they will outwit us. So sometimes you've just got to sit through it, put your headphones on, put some music on and say, I don't hear you. You know, off you go. Or I'll send him to somebody else and they can sort him out. But it sounds like a waiting game. It sounds you've got to sit it out.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, and now, common one, this one. Samantha, my puppy has just turned one. A Malteson, a great little dog.
Malteson. Yeah.
A great little dog in every way, but hates travelling by car. I've tried sitting in the car, going on very short drives, etc. But she still gets anxious, drools, yawns, and many times vomits.
Okay.
I feel so sorry for Molly, the dog, obviously, and would love her to enjoy a trip in the car, to enjoy a nice walk, etc. The vet has given me tablets for long journeys, which help, but I hate to see her so stressed when she sees me opening the car door. Have you any suggestions, Susan?
I would make the car fun, Susan. I would play a little game with two doors open and get the dog to run through the car for a toy or for a treat. And then maybe, you know, slowly close one car door while the other one is open. Your dog obviously feels trapped and does not feel safe. So you've got to give it the experience that you're not trapped, that there is an exit, and this only lasts for a short time. So I would make it fun, and then I would build up the time she's in the car with the door open gradually. You know, over a period of time.
Okay, but good advice. Hopefully that works out for Susan and Molly. Hi Samantha, this is Vicky. I have a 14-week-old cockapoo female. She's extremely nippy with the 6-year-old, but not me or the 14-month-old baby. How do I explain to the child that the dog needs her to be calm? I know it's not the dog's fault. She gets excited. Also, she cries for me all the time and won't be outside unless the door is open. She howls. Any tips? Welcome.
Baby gates are great for this because it means that the dog can be on one side of the baby gate, the six-year-old is on the other side, they can interact safely. So you know, the child can sit there on the floor and interact with the dog, and the dog doesn't have the opportunity to jump all over the child. If there is no baby gate, I would always leave a lead on a dog with a child, and children and dogs must be supervised at all times. The six-year-old is only six. You can't expect her to know how to behave around a dog. Hmm. So, you know,
and the dog is only 14 weeks.
Yeah,
you can't expect the dog to know how to behave around a six-year-old.
Exactly. Yeah. So baby gates or puppy pens in this scenario are brilliant. But it's about keeping everybody safe and not allowing them to learn bad habits.
OK. Noeline is on next. Hello, Samantha. I have a seven-month-old Westie. He was a rescue at 18 weeks. He's adorable in every way, a typical little Westie. But we have a problem with grooming. He's in bad need of a haircut and has been asked to leave two groomers so far, as he is petrified. As soon as he sees the scissors, he squeals and cries. Poor little chap. Any advice, please? I've tried chatting with him and giving him treats while I brush his coat. He likes his bath, but that's all. Help, Noeline.
Okay. Hi, Noeline. It sounds to me like he needs to learn to be handled and groomed in a safe space. So maybe, you know, after his bath that he enjoys, maybe sit there and watch TV and just stroke him. Get him used to being stroked without any brushes, without scissors, nothing. Just being stroked, and then you can put the pressure on as if it's a brush, but handle his paws, get him used to generally being manhandled before you introduce any equipment. Because it sounds to me like the actual environment of the groomers is far too overwhelming, and you can buy your own grooming stuff. So if he trusts you and you can build that up, I would groom him yourself.
Save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the initial outlay is a bit, but if you do it four times, you've probably got your
absolutely,
money back.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with that, Noeline. And there's a pattern here. It's sort of desensitising, isn't it?
It is desensitising.
And rewarding. Sounds,
yeah, an awful lot of it is fear-based.
Yes.
You know, because the dogs haven't been shown that they are safe and that there's an exit route and this isn't going to last forever and I don't mean to hurt you. It's about building trust.
Yes.
Everything is about building trust.
Padraig, he says, hi, Raimondo and Samantha. We have a 1.5-year-old beautiful golden Cocker Spaniel. Can you ask, is there special advice for maintaining his large ears? Thankfully, so far, no infection, although we switched from chicken-based nuts to salmon-based nuts, a lot of information, to help with ear scratching. We also clean inside the ear with doggy ear wipes.
Okay. Just to make sure there's lots of oil in the food and I'm very skeptical about sticking things in dogs' ears. I leave that to the vet because you can do serious damage, you know, if you're messing around yourself. So just be careful. And I always comb ears from the bottom up. So from a grooming point of view, you comb from the bottom up and kind of keep them nicely untangled. And maybe, you know, you see the show dogs with their ears tied up when they're eating. So maybe tie his ears up if he's eating or if he's going to be in mucky or dirty areas, maybe tie his ears up. But certainly wash them, but just be very careful about sticking things in the ear canal.
And what's the significance of the switching from?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that he was allergic to the food, or he didn't like the food.
Okay.
But the spaniels and all of those kind of ears, dogs that have ears, you know, floppy ears, they're all prone to ear infections.
Okay. Regina says, I've always taken on rescue dogs, five in fact. My present wire-haired fox terrier is so anxious. She sleeps on a blanket at the end of my bed, otherwise cries all night downstairs. Also, when I have to go out, she is anxious, and despite letting her out to go to the toilet, will sometimes pee on my floor in protest. Any advice?
Okay.
They're not doing it in protest, are they?
First thing to say is dogs don't do things in protest. They're not that shallow.
No, they're not that intelligent. They're not that intelligent. If they were intelligent enough, they probably would do things in protest.
Okay, well, they live in the moment.
Right,
I would try and get that dog used to either a dog crate or a dog pen or some secure area that is that dog's. Especially if there's other dogs in the house, he might well be uncomfortable around the other dogs as well. It's a rescue dog. You don't know what's going on. So he needs his own secure space. So a crate for that dog would be really beneficial, but that takes a lot of time and a lot of training.
Right. All of these things take time.
Patience.
I think when they hear a woman on the radio who's a dog expert, they go, oh, I'll send the email in there and we'll have a quick fix. There's no quick fixes, is there?
There's no quick fixes,
No. Okay, I think we have time for one more maybe. Right, Samantha, my one-year-old pup who gets out for two walks a day is still chewing household items when left alone during the morning. Also, why does she dig holes in the garden? Our older dog has none of these behaviours. Grandma, Noeline.
Sorry, Nolene, she's a dog. So dogs ding and dogs chew. She might be chewing out of anxiety when she's left. So again, I would try and keep her safe and give her something appropriate to chew, you know, like some toys with some food in them or right. something. But keep her in a secure place so she can't damage your furniture or she can't damage herself.
And what about digging holes in the garden?
Well, dogs dig holes. It depends on what type of breed they dig.
Yeah, it doesn't say what type of dog it is.
And maybe does she ever get off for a run? Does she ever get to run and frolic?
No, two walks a day.
Yeah, but two walks off lead, on lead, where?
Yeah. Is it advisable if you can to let them off lead?
Oh,
it
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah. If you can do so safely, yeah, dogs look for frolic. And they need to blow off stress like we all do. They need to blow it all off.
Yes. Off lead.
You know, off lead.
Yeah, I like to get off lead myself.
Indeed, right.
I don't know why I said that, and I don't know what it means. Okay, Samantha Rawson, thank you very much. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.